It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community, Jeremy Matherly, is in with us. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Isn't it gorgeous outside?
It is gorgeous.
It is absolutely beautiful. That cool front came through. And if we could have every day like this, I'd be in heaven. But anyway, you are here today to mainly talk about car show. Coming up in the near future on June the 27th, which is the last Saturday in the month.
It is. It's also National PTS Awareness Day.
All right. Good day for what you are doing.
And
tell us about what you're doing.
It is. We're doing a 30-class car show at the Texarkana Harley-Davidson. All funds from the car show will benefit the Warfighter Community Foundation and help us help local veterans here in the state of Texas.
All kinds of cars, boats, whatever.
Cars, trucks, bikes, Jeeps. Mopeds, ATVs, whatever you can get there and you want to show, bring it.
You're needing sponsors. And I know that COVID-19 has put a crunch and is hurting everybody when it comes to these type of events, right?
Yes, it has. COVID-19 has really slowed things down. Our normal sponsors aren't able to sponsor due to their business needs. But we are needing sponsors. We need an award sponsor, entertainment sponsor. We will have a live band, Relentless, a local band will be playing live during the event. And then we have all different types of different sponsor levels that are out on our Facebook page.
If there's somebody out there that says, hey, I'd like to sponsor or help out in any way you need, because you were talking about refreshments, snow cones, things like that.
Yes, we're also trying to find a snow cone vendor. It's going to be hot.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a lot hotter than in the June.
Sure.
So we're trying to get a snow cone vendor out there to keep everybody cooled off. But they can reach me at 903-348-6229 or MustangSyndicateUS@yahoo.com.
Proceeds from this is going to benefit veterans.
Yes. 100% of the proceeds are going back into the foundation to help local veterans, whether it be feed them, get them off the streets, get them into a program to better their lives.
Right. And you gave us a total that was disturbing, that 22 veterans a day.
20 plus veterans every single day will commit suicide due to PTS.
That shouldn't be.
No.
That does not need to be. These people are serving our country, defending us when they have to defend us, and going out there and being the front line of the country. They should come back to a good life.
I agree.
Whether it be mentally or financially.
I agree.
Because, you know, you either got that problem or then you got the other problem.
Or compound.
Yeah, they're not having enough money to live.
Right.
So
they were our heroes when they were fighting. They need to be our heroes here.
Yeah. And even if they're not fighting, they're in the service. They're prepared to fight.
You know
what I'm saying?
They signed
notice.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of like, yeah. I mean, there may not be a war going on, but you don't know when something's going to happen.
Exactly.
They're there every day to serve us, whether there's a conflict going on. Yeah, whether there's a conflict going on or not.
Yep.
Yeah. So they need to be taken care of. So people like you, organizations like you, we love to highlight this. This is going to be going on at the Harley-Davidson, right?
Correct, right here in Texarkana.
All right. What time does it kick off on Saturday the 27th?
9 to 3.
All right, 9 to 3 is when this is going to be going on. And, of course, you, my friend, are involved in even more than just veterans. You're helping out people that are in need and hungry. You've teamed up
We've teamed up with Brighter Tomorrow Foundation. I started Mustang Syndicate U.S. 6 years ago now. It was started to bring the car community together, but more so to take care of the communities that we live in. Car clubs get the bad rap like a lot of other clubs do. So we wanted to set the tone and be different and show that we're more... We use our cars to grab the attention and then help the communities in every way we can, whether it be feed the homeless, delivering food to those in need during emergencies like COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
We're just more about taking care of the community we live in more.
And what's, I keep forgetting it, what's the name of that group that you've teamed up with that is doing the food?
The Brighter Tomorrow Foundation.
Thank you.
Also located right here in Texas.
Yeah, and they are very awesome as well.
They are a great
group. And we had one of their... supporters and volunteers in recently to talk about that. You do a food distribution at Liberty Auto Middle School every other Friday during the summer, right?
It'll be year round.
Okay.
It'll continue on even through once school starts, and the next one of that is going to be June 19th.
Jeremy Matherly is here. He's got a big car show coming up on the 27th of this month, which is a Saturday at the Harley-Davidson. Also, that 22-mile cruise. I don't know if we talked a lot about that on the radio. We did on the video or on the Facebook, but that's going
to
be fun.
Yes, that cruise is the 22 miles represents the 20-plus veterans that are lost to suicide daily. So we're going to use the same route that the Toys for Tots did, take a little cruise through town.
That's a good route.
Little visibility.
We had a chance during the Facebook Live to go out and look at Jeremy's 2014 Mustang. I love how you got that thing fixed up with all the emblems, all the information. As you said, to bring awareness, they can spot you coming.
Yes, they can.
But it looks good.
Thank you.
And your car looks good. 2014. Did you get it new or when did you get it?
No, used.
Okay.
I've had it for about two and a half years.
All right. Did you own a Mustang before that?
Yes, this will be probably my fifth one over the years.
Okay. What is the oldest Mustang that you own?
95, the last 5.0 before they quit making them there for a little while.
95, that's a good year. I told him, Anna, I don't know if I've ever told you this story. We're digressing here, but that's okay. I had a chance back in the mid-80s to maybe purchase a 60, I think it was a 65 Mustang convertible.
Oh,
I can still remember it. I can still see it. It was very...
You can almost see him salivating.
Very dark.
It almost is.
Very dark blue. And this girl I knew, she kept talking about, I think I might get rid of it. I think I might. And I was going, I'll buy it. I'll buy it. And I had the money back then because I wasn't married or had children or anything like that. And almost got it. And she never committed to selling it. And
don't
it just
you hate
crushed,
it when they do that?
Crushed me. Mustangs are great automobiles to have. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of neat Mustangs and other vehicles at the car show.
There is.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. How can they get a hold of you if they either want to be involved in this or if they want to be a sponsor or they say, hey, I got a snow cone machine I can bring out there or something?
Oh, they can get me by phone at 903-348-6229, or email is MustangSyndicateUS@yahoo.com.
Sounds great. 103.9985, MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Jeremy Matherly is here. He is our community friend today, talking about the big car show, and we'll wrap that up one more time at the very end of what we're going to do now, which is play a game.
Okay.
And this one is... It's match the mouth is what it is. So it's not, are you smarter than a fifth grader or anything? You don't have to do a lot of thinking here. Just guess.
It's us.
Well, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, I'm helping you guys out. This is more like maybe guess the person who said it, okay?
All right.
I'm going to give you a quote and some names, and you guess the person that said it.
Okay.
Quote, there's a lot of times that both myself and my brother wish, obviously, that we were just completely normal. Is that Kanye West, Alec Baldwin, Prince Harry, Prince William, or the late singer Prince?
It's going to be either Harry or William.
Okay.
I'm going to go with William.
He's going with William.
I'll go with Harry. Then one of us wins.
Well, you're correct. You were right. It was Prince Harry.
But
that's just one.
We were on the right page.
We've got two more.
All right.
Two more.
Yeah, Prince is a prince. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Is a prince is a prince. Quote, I don't need a crown to know that I am a queen. Did Mariah Carey say that? Kim Kardashian, Queen Elizabeth, Lizzo, or Queen Latifah?
Well, you know I know this one, so I'll let you go first. Or do you want to take my guess with me?
I'll go with you.
That's a smart move, Jeremy.
It's Lizzo.
She's too confident. And she's a big Lizzo fan.
Yeah, she knew that answer.
So
it's like, I'll let you tag along.
You both got that one right. All right. One more.
All right.
Quote, failure is a great teacher, and if you are open to it, every mistake has a lesson to offer.
Yay.
Did President Trump say that?
Nope.
Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, or Amy Schumer?
Oprah or Ellen? Which one do you think?
I'm going to go with Oprah.
We'll go with Oprah. Final answer.
Is that y'all's final answer?
That's our final answer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Da.
You're right.
Yay.
It was Oprah Winfrey. So y'all got 2 out of 3 right, tied, and so you both did good.
We're awesome.
I'm impressed.
We're both winners.
We're winners. We were winners before, but we just proved it.
We knew that they were winners.
Yeah.
So Match the Mouth worked out very well for these guys. All right. Once again, as we wrap it up for this morning, Jeremy, June 27th, which is a Saturday, last Saturday of the month, Harley-Davidson 9 until 3, the car show.
Yes, 30-class car show, 22-mile cruise around Texarkana. Great event, supporting a great cause, helping the local community and local veterans.
We need people to come out and attend this because it does help the local veterans who need the help so badly. And they need sponsors, and they need things like snow cone machines.
Yeah, let's make it
things
a big
like
event. Let's blow this up.
So
let's
help them out. They can get a hold of you how?
Phone 903-348-6229. Email MustangSyndicateUS@yahoo.com.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for coming in. Always glad to have you in. And, of course, you can go out there now and roll down the windows on a nice day like this and let it blow through that Mustang.
Just cruise.
Just have some fun.
There you go.
Great being here, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.